Sunday marks 20 years since Secretary of State Colin Powell made his case for the Iraq War to the United Nations. On February 5, 2003, Powell put his credibility on the line and laid out detail after detail about Iraq's weapons program and the threat it posed to the world. Of course, the Iraqi weapons he described, they didn't exist. NPR's Jack Mitchell takes us back.
U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell is seated in front of members of the U.N. Security Council.
My colleagues, every statement I make today is backed up by sources, solid sources.
There's an American flag pin on his lapel and stacks of paper on the table in front of him.
These are not assertions. What we're giving you are facts and conclusions based on solid intelligence.
Up until this moment, Powell has been a staunch critic of U.S. intervention against Iraq's authoritarian leader, Saddam Hussein. But now, with the world watching, he's making a case for war.
Saddam Hussein has chemical weapons. Saddam Hussein has used such weapons. And Saddam Hussein has no compunction about using them again against his neighbors and against his own people.
Powell uses information that U.S. intelligence officials assure him is rock solid. And during his speech, he keeps using this one term.
Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction.
He speaks for over an hour and uses the phrase weapons of mass destruction a total of 17 times.
Weapons of mass destruction.
This was the phrase the Bush administration kept using to help justify an invasion of Iraq.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Saddam's weapons of mass destruction.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Weapons of mass destruction.
A month and a half after the UN speech, President Bush orders airstrikes over Baghdad. American forces quickly topple Hussein's regime, but Iraq's so-called weapons of mass destruction are nowhere to be found. And Americans start asking questions.
He said it was based on solid evidence, and now we know that it just wasn't true.
I'm as surprised as you that there are no stockpiles of weapons.
It's kind of embarrassing they haven't found anything. It's almost like they were salesmen and they had a thing to sell.
Journalists and members of Congress start digging into the rationale for war laid out in Powell's UN speech, and they discover faulty and exaggerated reports from an intelligence community under political pressure from top White House officials. There are claims that Bush took advantage of Powell's reputation. Journalist and Powell biographer Karen DeYoung talked to NPR in 2006.
As Bush said to him at the time, maybe they'll believe you. Maybe the audience will believe you, because it was always clear in the Bush administration that Powell was more popular than anyone else.
The war in Iraq dragged on for almost 9 years and claimed nearly 4,500 American lives. Over 185,000 Iraqi civilians were killed, according to the Watson Institute for International and Public Affairs at Brown University. To this day, the war in Iraq is widely viewed as a foreign policy and humanitarian disaster. Powell later called his UN speech a great intelligence failure, telling NBC's Meet the Press in 2004 he trusted the information he'd gotten.
But it turned out that the sourcing was inaccurate and wrong, and in some cases deliberately misleading. And for that, I am disappointed and I regret it.
Colin Powell's UN speech on Iraq's weapons of mass destruction, 20 years ago Sunday. Jack Mitchell, NPR News.